Title 2. Registration and License to Sell. Section 3. National Housing Authority. The National Housing Authority shall have exclusive jurisdiction to regulate the real estate trade and business in accordance with the provisions of this decree. Section 4. Registration of Projects. The registered owner of a parcel of land who wishes to convert the same into a subdivision project shall submit a subdivision plan to the authority, which shall act upon and approve the same, upon a finding that the plan complies with the subdivision standards and regulations enforceable at the time the plan is submitted. The same procedure shall be followed in the case of a plan for a condominium project, except that, in addition, said authority shall act upon and approve the plan with respect to the building or buildings included in the condominium project in accordance with the National Building Code, R.A. No. 6541. The subdivision plan, as so approved, shall then be submitted to the Director of Lands for approval in accordance with the procedure prescribed in Section 44 of the Land Registration Act, Act No. 496, as amended by R.A. No. 440. Provided, that in case of complex subdivision plans, court approval shall no longer be required. The condominium plan is likewise so approved, shall be submitted to the Register of Deeds of the province or city in which the property lies, and the same shall be acted upon subject to the conditions and in accordance with the procedure prescribed in Section 4 of the Condominium Act, R.A. No. 4726. The owner or the real estate dealer interested in the sale of lots or units, respectively, in such subdivision project or condominium project shall register the project with the authority by filing therewith a sworn registration statement containing the following information. A. Name of the owner. B. The location of the owner's principal business office, and if the owner is a non-resident Filipino, the name and address of his agent or representative in the Philippines is authorized to receive notice. C. The names and addresses of all the directors and officers of the business firm, if the owner be a corporation, association, trust, or other entity, and of all the partners, if it be a partnership. D. The general character of the business actually transacted or to be transacted by the owner, and E. A statement of the capitalization of the owner, including the authorized and outstanding amounts of its capital stock and the proportion thereof which is paid up. The following documents shall be attached to the registration statement. A copy of the subdivision plan or condominium plan as approved in accordance with the first and second paragraphs of this section. B. A copy of any circular, prospectus, brochure, advertisement, letter, or communication to be used for the public offering of the subdivision lots or condominium units. C. In case of a business firm, a balance sheet showing the amount and general character of its assets and liabilities and a copy of its articles of incorporation or articles of partnership or association, as the case may be, with all the amendments thereof and existing bylaws or instruments corresponding thereto. D. A title to the property which is free from all liens and encumbrances, provided, however, that in case any subdivision lot or condominium unit is mortgaged, it is sufficient if the instrument of mortgage contains a stipulation that the mortgagee shall release the mortgage on any subdivision lot or condominium unit as soon as the full purchase price for the same is paid by the buyer. The person filing the registration statement shall pay the registration fees prescribed therefor by the authority. Thereupon, the authority shall immediately cause to be published a notice of the filing of the registration statement at the expense of the applicant owner or dealer, in two newspapers general circulation. One published in English and another in Filipino, once a week for two consecutive weeks, reciting that a registration statement for the sale of subdivision lots or condominium units has been filed in the National Housing Authority, that the aforesaid registration statement, as well as the papers attached thereto, are open to inspection during business hours by interested parties, under such regulations as the authority may impose, and that copies thereof shall be furnished to any party upon payment of the proper fees. The subdivision project of the condominium project shall be deemed registered upon completion of the above publication requirement. The fact of such registration shall be evidenced by a registration certificate to be issued to the applicant owner or dealer. Section 5. License to sell. Such owner or dealer to whom has been issued a registration certificate shall not, however, be authorized to sell any subdivision lot or condominium unit in the registered project unless he shall have first obtained a license to sell the project within 2 weeks from the registration of such project. The authority, upon proper application therefore, shall issue to such owner or dealer of a registered project a license to sell the project if, after an examination of the registration statement filed by said owner or dealer and all the pertinent documents attached thereto, he is convinced that the owner or dealer is of good repute, that his business is financially stable, and that the proposed sale of the subdivision lots or condominium units to the public would not be fraudulent. Section 6. Performance Bond. No license to sell subdivision lots or condominium units shall be issued by the authority under Section 5 of this decree unless the owner or dealer shall have filed an adequate performance bond approved by said authority to guarantee the construction and maintenance of the roads, gutters, drainage, sewerage, water system, lighting systems, and full development of the subdivision project or the condominium project and the compliance by the owner or dealer with the applicable laws and rules and regulations. The performance bond shall be executed in favor of the Republic of the Philippines and shall authorize the authority to use the proceeds thereof for the purposes of its undertaking in case of forfeiture as provided in this decree. Section 7. Exempt Transactions. A license to sell and performance bond shall not be required in any of the following transactions. A. Sale of a subdivision lot resulting from the partition of land among co-owners and co-heirs. B. Sale or transfer of a subdivision lot by the original purchaser thereof and any subsequent sale of the same lot. C. Sale of a subdivision lot or a condominium unit by or for the account of a mortgagee in the ordinary course of business when necessary to liquidate a bona fide debt. Section 8. Suspension of license to sell. Upon verified complaint by a buyer of a subdivision lot or a condominium unit in any interested party, the authority may, in its discretion, immediately suspend the owner's or dealer's license to sell pending investigation and hearing of the cases provided in Section 13 hereof. The authority may motu proprio suspend the license to sell if, in its opinion, any information in the registration statement filed by the owner or dealer is or has become misleading, incorrect, inadequate or incomplete, or the sale or offering for a sale of the subdivision or condominium project may work or tend to work a fraud upon prospective buyers. The suspension order may be lifted if, after notice and hearing, the authority is convinced that the registration statement is accurate or that any deficiency therein has been corrected or supplemented, or that the sale to the public of the subdivision or condominium project will neither be fraudulent nor result in fraud. It shall also be lifted upon dismissal of the complaint for lack of legal basis. Until the final entry of an order of suspension, the suspension of the right to sell the project, though binding upon all persons notified thereof, shall be deemed confidential unless it shall appear that the order of suspension has in the meantime been violated. Section 9. Revocation of Registration Certificate and License to Sell. The authority may, motu proprio or upon verified complaint filed by a buyer of a subdivision lot or condominium unit, revoke the registration of any subdivision project or condominium project and the license to sell any subdivision lot or condominium unit in said project by issuing an order to this effect, with his findings in respect thereto, if upon examination into the affairs of the owner or dealer during a hearing as provided for in Section 14 hereof, if shall appear there is satisfactory evidence that the said owner or dealer A. is insolvent, or B. has violated any of the provisions of this decree or any applicable rule or regulation of the authority, or any undertaking of his its performance bond, or C. has been or is engaged or is about to engage in fraudulent transactions, or D. has made any misrepresentation in any prospectus, brochure, circular or other literature about the subdivision project or condominium project that has been distributed to prospective buyers, or E. is of bad business repute, or F. does not conduct his business in accordance with law or sound business principles. Where the owner or dealer is a partnership or corporation or an unincorporated association, it shall be sufficient cause for cancellation of its registration certificate and its license to sell, if any member of such partnership or any officer or director of such corporation or association has been guilty of any act or omission which would be cause for refusing or revoking the registration of an individual dealer, broker or salesman as provided in Section 11 hereof. Section 10. Registers of Subdivision Lots and Condominium Units. A record of subdivision lots and condominium units shall be kept in the authority wherein shall be entered all orders of the authority affecting the condition or status thereof. The registers of subdivision lots and condominium units shall be open to public inspection subject to such reasonable rules as the authority may prescribe.